2014 couldn't have started better for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. I'm here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and this morning I started my day experimenting with a present that Father Christmas brought me. It is a double-walled ristretto glass, shot glass, and I've used the Tunkie roasted by CGP Fürth Café Vienna, the Tunkie coffee that I love, that I've known for the past year, but the pièce de résistance must be the Grand Fromage, we're staying with the French lingo, that small batch coffee roasters in Hove, master roaster Alan, sent me as a Christmas present, another Father Christmas present that I've received here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, which was waiting for me when I returned from 2 weeks away in Austria. And this Grand Fromage, I don't know why he calls it Grand Fromage, is no other than a Panama Estate Geisha. The, I hope I can pronounce this properly, the Panama Licello, Licello, Liceo, I don't know. My Spanish is not up to scratch. Anyway, it is a geisha, a very rare varietal which comes from Ethiopia and has made its way to Panama. It doesn't yield very much, but it is an amazing bean, of course, an Arabica varietal. So, a rather expensive bean, and Alan was kind enough to just send me that through post. And I couldn't wait to put it through the Chemex, another filter method of extracting, and a vessel that I have come to love at the end of 2013. And I've just extracted it. Now, I've used 16 grams and I've poured 230 milliliters of water grams onto, of course, a scale, the Hario scale. And it's yielded almost 200 milliliters, which is what it should do, 198. So we'll let that pass and say that it is absolutely spot on. Now, it's cooled down to in the mid-50s C, which I like so that I don't scald my palate. And I'm going to put my lips to my first ever geisha in 2014. I've had geishas before, but the first geisha of 2014. Let's just see what that tastes like. The smell already, and I also want to tell you and describe a little bit, I've kept it in the double-walled glasses because I'm fortunate enough to have a double-walled glass which takes 200 milliliters. So I love double-walled glasses because they stay nice and warm inside and you can hold it without burning your fingers. So, amazing. I mean, just this floral fruitiness just delights the palate. It is well-rounded. Actually, also color-wise, when you pour it out of a Chemex, you can just see that golden, very light golden color. Probably kind of a, I don't know, 18-karat gold. I would go as far as that because living not far from, well, Tooting, I am in Tooting, you can see all the Indian jewelers. And the more carrot there is, the lighter the gold, and this is a very, very light gold, so got more carrot gold, it is more precious, and I would really say this is a precious drink. One thing I will say, just from the nose and also from the palate, maybe, just maybe, I could have used maybe 17 grams of coffee. I'm not quite sure, but it yielded that in the right amount of time, so I was quite happy with my extraction time. I'm going to take another sip because just have to give you a good kind of analysis of this. It is just lovely and fruity. The mouthfeel is lovely, rounded. It just lingers on the palate, which is beautiful. And, well, I might be repeating myself, but this is the best way to start a new year. Stick with coffee, stick with great roasters. And for the past couple of years that I've known Small Batch and L in Hove, I have never ever had a coffee I didn't like. They just become better and better and better. And it is with the greatest pleasure that I'm reviewing yet another fantastic coffee from Small Batch. Keep going, Small Batch. You're doing extremely well. And thanks again for the lovely surprise. But of course, a coffee has to be shared. And Shirley's also here, who's used to her lattes. and she's just taken a sip. She couldn't resist. How's your 2014?
Boy, a whole new experience, done something for the first time. I'm no filter coffee expert, but this mouthfeel and the lingering aftertaste is just beautiful. I might be a convert in 2014.
So you're going to not only join me in the morning for your coffee when I send you off to work, but in the afternoon. We're now, well, late afternoon, early evening, 5:45. And it is delicious.
Delicious. Wonderful experience.
Have another sip.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Again, thanks, Elle. Yes.